We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you haven't picked up either one of those both award-winning books, you can do so at StayYoungAmerica.com, where you can call us to order them at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that number. And you're going to need that website, StayYoungAmerica.com, because it's also your connection to us when we play the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, which will give you a chance to win a free copy of the book. You just got to make sure that you give us your name and your contact info and which one of those books you'd like, and then also the right answer. You got to know the right answer. The wrong answer doesn't get you a free book, but of course you can always order those. But hey, today is an interesting show because we're talking about staying fit over 40 with our special guest, Fred Barnett. Many of you know him because he was a wide receiver with the NFL. He was on both the Philadelphia Eagles and the Miami Dolphins teams. And we're going to have him on the show today. We're going to talk about that staying fit over 40, but we're also going to talk to him about, you know, this whole thing with kids and sports injuries and things that tend to be going on, a lot. So, you know, I like that we're having him on the show because I wanted to talk to you guys about this, and I know it's kind of weird for me to say he's so good looking, he's so fit, he's so this, but I mean, you would agree. I mean, he's got it together, and you don't see that a lot after people finish.
No, I mean, that's so true because when people are athletes or they're doing physically demanding things, often they don't eat right and they sort of get away with it because they burn it off because of all their physical activity. And then when they stop that physical activity, well, boom, they keep eating wrong. Now they're not physically active. Their metabolic rate changes and they plump up and they tend to die younger.
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day and we were comparing professional athletes and, basketball players fare pretty good. Tennis players fare pretty good. Old, you know, you see them still active and participating, but football players, they, when they line them up, you know, for the reunion shows, they often look, you know, 20 years older than they are. I mean, I was at where they were presenting the alumni from Dallas Cowboys and from the various decades. The guys that played in the 70s didn't look nearly as bad as the guys that played in the 80s and 90s where the physicality is picked up on that game. So it shows.
Well, you don't really have to be a professional athlete to fall apart at 40. I mean, that seems to happen. Things start happening to the body, you know, for sure eyesight goes, then you get the little love handles. And a lot of it has to do kind of the same thing. You know, you're really active when you're young. By the time you're 40, you tend to sit in front of the computer too much. Maybe you have a desk job. And it really is kind of the same issue at 40, just that you weren't an NFL player. So it seems to be an overwhelming issue across the board with Americans.
Absolutely, and it also goes along with the nutrition, which we've talked about so many times, and it's just so important to eat nutritiously.
I'm amazed that we have so many fast food things popping up, so many other issues coming on us. We know we have an obesity problem. We, you know, it seems like PE is being taken out of schools. This is an ongoing issue with Americans, and we need to really step up and do something about it.
Well, you try taxing it.
We could tax it. I love that idea. Okay, it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something we find in the news that is shocking, maybe because of its content, or we're shocked because it finally made the news and we've been talking about it forever. But I love this. There's more proof out there that shows that physically fit kids tend to do better in school. A new study out of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign looked at the brains of kids between the ages of 9 and 10 years old using diffusion MRI. You know, I am just amazed with the things you can do with MRI. I just want to say that as a side. But those kids that were physically fit had more white matter, which is part of the part of the brain that controls the speed and efficiency of nerve activity. This study, coupled with a previous study that showed that fit kids have more gray matter, which is important to memory, just proves once again that we need to get our kids off the couch, away from the video games. I'm on a soapbox right now, and get them physically active. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I was doing this week seeing patients in the office. I'm sure, Walter, were the back-to-school physicals. And, you know, one big topic of anticipatory guidance or counseling was make sure they're getting plenty of activity and pack their lunch. Don't let them eat out of the machines and the school cafeteria so much.
Yeah. I know. But the amazing thing is none of this is new. It's just we're proving it now. I mean, I hate to say how many years ago, more than 50 years ago in school, our phys ed teacher ranted and raved, healthy body, healthy mind. I mean, This is not anything new. It's just being proven. And I don't know why we need to prove it. It's self-evident.
It is self-evident. It's frustrating that it's taking this long. And then I got to add one thing aside just because I got to throw this out there. Getting the fat and the sugar out of school and replacing it with artificial sweeteners and crap is not the answer. Give them water. I mean, really, it's not the answer.
Or they pull the sodas out and put the sugary fruit drinks in there, which is just as bad.
Just as bad.
That means it's time for the Immortal Minute. And along today's topic of talking with Fred later in the show, we're looking at occupation and longevity. So choosing your occupation wisely can have a big impact on how long one lives. And so when they rated them, clergy and religious professionals were the lowest that lived the longest of any of the professions.
Because they're praying all the time.
Accountants came in next. Teachers in education, medical doctors after that, construction and building construction laborers were three times as likely to die, and it actually was occupations in forestry was the highest. So, I mean, they said,
because
like,
a tree falls on you, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. That logging was extremely dangerous. So, if your kids wants to be a logger, you might, shrimp, fishing was another very high occupation. So
have you seen those shows? I mean, they're like nail biting, like the logging shows. I don't watch all of them, but I get too nervous watching them.
Truck drivers were a bad profession also, but sedentary lifestyle.
And the ones that go on the ice down the mountains, I don't know what that show's called.
Just driving trucks. So choose your occupation wisely, and if you're in one of those high-risk occupations and it hasn't killed you yet, you might want to consider changing.
Well, I got to ask you about doctors, though, because I did read something that doctors have less, I mean, it actually takes years off their life, but does that say differently?
I think it depends on the occupation. For example, psychiatrists don't live as long.
Well, these were all less.
Really?
Were all less than the average. It was by how much less they were.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, so hey, I want to make sure that you go to our Facebook page, Stay Young Media Group. Find lots of great stuff there. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. You're going to want this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
Hey, everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today. 817-552-4300.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC, 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe to see us. Now, don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender trivia question at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free, that's right, doesn't cost you anything, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. But you're going to need this number. It's toll-free, doesn't cost you anything to call either. It's 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You can also go through that website at stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. Now, have you ever wondered how you're going to stay fit after 40? Or maybe you're over 40 and you're thinking, man, what's happening? It seems like everything is starting to fall apart. I'm getting bigger. I'm getting slower. But today's guest is a former NFL player, Fred Barnett. He's here to tell us how he stays fit and healthy despite the challenges that former athletes face once they retire. But it's not just former athletes. I think a lot of people face this over 40 thing. So we're super excited you're on with us, Fred. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
So you played in 8 NFL seasons. I think it was from 90 to 97. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you made the Pro Bowl in 92.
Yes.
I'm going to brag on you a little bit.
Yes, keep going.
Now, he did play for the Eagles. We have to let that go, you know.
Cover of Sports Illustrated.
So, I mean, you kind of become that NFL icon, but also you're really known for those acrobatic catches that you make. I mean, I think there was one where you did like a 95-yard touchdown, and, I mean, this is really what the sport's all about, but it played a toll on your body, right?
Of course it did. Of course it did. I have to say that football is a very, very, of course we know that it's physical, but it could be painful at times. There are times when you see guys walking off the field and you think, you know, everything is okay. But, you know, once they go in the locker rooms and they're taking off the pads, you see them with ice packs everywhere. They're jumping in ice tubs and they're getting rubs. And, you know, after 8 years, it really takes a toll on you.
Well, I can't even imagine. I mean, I can't imagine like signing up to be in a fight, basically what it is, in a fight where you're going to get slammed into, thrown up in the air, you know, twisting your back, laying on your head, like week after week. But that's basically what it is.
It basically, it is what it is. And I think, along with you, a lot of people really can't imagine some of the things that happen to us, you know, out there on the field, and how we, you know, try to recover after almost after every play, after every game, you know, after every season. So it's pretty tough. Of course, you know, we would think that it's worth it because we make a lot of money. And it's something that we really like to do. And, you know, first and foremost, you really have to have the ability to go out there and do it first.
And you're young. So, it's like soldiers. They don't send 45-year-old guys into battle because we know better, right? So when you're 22, you don't know those consequences yet.
Exactly, exactly.
What was the worst blow you took?
I can't remember.
Which is part of the problem, right?
Which is part of the problem. No, I took a hit. I remember it, actually. I took a hit, and it was against the Raiders. And I don't know who hit me, and it was so hard. I couldn't remember anything. And the only thing I could remember is my trainer asking me where I was. And after I could not tell him, but it was in my head, because I knew exactly where I was, but I just couldn't say it. But, you know, of course I was conscious and I'm seeing everybody, you know, on the field and seeing the game continuing, but just was not able to gather the words to say. And he said, you know, just, you know, take a few plays. And then he came right back and asked me where I was. And I was like, you know, I'm at a football game and, you know, in Oakland. And he said, okay, now we're good. So, but that doesn't mean I didn't have a concussion.
It doesn't mean you
That's
were
right.
good.
By today's standards and the rules, you would be out of the game, right?
Yeah, I'd take a week off after that. So, and have tests after that.
Fred, a lot of former pro football players say they would not let their kids play football. What would your stance be on that?
Well, actually, I have a 3-year-old son. And my thoughts right now is that if he wants to play, it will probably be in high school. I've seen a lot of parents push their kids, young boys, into football at a very, very early age. And, you know, I'm one of those fathers who think that who feels that at some point the child should make, you know, have the power to make his own decision. Actually, my mom, believe it or not, this is an interesting story. My mom didn't let me play until my senior year in high school.
Wow.
And she thought the game was too physical and too rough. And finally, my last year, she let me play, and I went on to get a scholarship and, of course, went on to be drafted in the NFL. And, you know, sometimes I use that story because I tell some parents, I say, look, you know, if they're going to make pro, they're going to make pro. It doesn't necessarily start when they're 6 years old out there tackling. So I think it's a challenge because I think a lot of parents are really motivated in different ways in seeing their child, you know, be successful on the field, whether it's a scholarship or whether it's be a professional athlete.
I know another professional player that's here in Dallas, and his son actually went on to play. He's playing, Division I football, but he didn't let him do anything but soccer and swimming until he got to ninth grade. Those were the only two he would let him do. He said that'll be enough to condition him and, you know, stay in shape, get his development up. He said he'll, you know, it, I can teach him everything he needs to know about how to play football in a week, kind of thing.
He
won't have any problem catching up.
Exactly.
It's also like baseball. You have all these parents pushing their kids to play in these major baseball leagues when they're 12 years old. And, I mean, MLB scouts don't even look at kids till they're in high school. It's sort of pointless. But you get all this pressure, and often parents have to take a step back.
Yeah, that's true. So, hey, I want to talk about you for a minute because, I mean, I'm really amazed at how well you've kept your body in shape. I mean, I'm just going to say it. You look good. And most retired NFL guys, they don't look like that.
Well, let me give you a stat. We talked about longevity earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Is that I think it was the NFL Players Association had a study, and it was like the average NFL player lives, you know, 5 or 6 years less than the average man in the United States.
Yeah. So it takes years off your life.
Is that right, Fred?
Yes, that's actually right. And it's a scary thing, I tell you. And I've had so many instances and even conversation with guys that are having physical problems. And the one thing that I think a lot of guys aren't doing is that, you know, they're really not understanding that, you know, getting to a critical state is a process, and don't really understand that the way they eat and them not exercising and really taking care of their bodies, it's, you know, you don't get the results the next day or after that cheeseburger.
That's
right. It's 15 years later when all of a sudden it's just out of control and you can't really recover. And sometimes it's tragic.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I go down, there's a road by where we live, and it seems to be all the fast food places are kind of next to each other. The backup, I mean, people are like backed up down the street to pull into the drive-thrus, and I'm just thinking, and we wonder why we have an obesity problem in this country. I mean, really?
Sure.
So,
for sure.
When you were playing, Fred, did the clubs emphasize nutrition and eating right, or did they just say, do what you want?
Well, it's a little different now. They do that now. I mean, I go to the Eagles facility now, and the guys have certain cards, like color-coded cards to eat certain foods, and it's based on, you know, their weight and their metabolism and all different kinds of things. But when we played, I mean, it was.
So the guy,
all, you know,
the guy that comes
anything,
into thing
basically, it was they didn't care as long as you were out there on the field.
So the guy that comes in 20 pounds overweight, he gets the black card, and there's nothing on the cart. Yeah,
eat your raw veggies,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah,
he's in the veggie line.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty interesting. So they basically feed you, right? I mean, they really control what we understand from other people we've had on the show. They kind of control your entire environment for a while, and then it's culture shock when you get out.
Yeah, it is culture shock. And you know, I could go on and on about the different aspects of retirement, and, you know, which brings on a lot of different other things in life to deal with, like, you know, depression and just, you know, a host of things. But from a nutrition standpoint, you know, guys don't realize that you're not as active as you were when you were playing.
Yeah, and it is a total change. Hey, I want to tell our listeners, go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. Also, want to give a shout-out to our military guys and gals. We love you. We're so happy to bring you a taste of home and so happy to bring you an NFL player today. We got to go to short break. Don't forget later this hour, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. You're going to need this number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. But stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to talk with former NFL player Fred Barnett about his thoughts about sports injuries in kids and also what his routine looks like today.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Have you felt that nudge? You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your family. schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. If you haven't gone to that website, StayYoungAmerica.com, go there. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. The Y's are back to back, StayYoungAmerica.com. And also write down this phone number. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and your chance to win a free copy of Age to Perfection. All right, now we are on with our special guest, NFL player Fred Barnett. Fred played for the Philadelphia Eagles as well as the Miami Dolphins, and he's right here on the Stayin' Young Show today. Fred, we're happy to have you on. When we left, you know, I really wanted to get into your routine because we were talking about how you, as a former NFL player, have been really fortunate because of your own doing, to keep your body as healthy as it is. And, I mean, you look great, you're in great shape, but that's no accident. So let's talk about your routine.
Well, my routine is basically to have the mindset of to be quite frank about it, not stuffing my face and not trying to please my stomach. I mean, you know, when you think about cheeseburgers and cheesesteaks, that it feels so good going down. But you have to understand that there's consequences behind it. I'm a protein guy. There's some meats that I eat. I eat a lot of avocado, a lot of vegetables, and I work out about three times a week, and that actually keeps me at actually about 5 pounds under my playing weight. And the reason I'm 5 pounds under my playing weight is because I'm not required to lift weights as much as I did anymore. So I think the one big thing for guys, as I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, you just don't realize how much of a toll it takes on you because you're not exercising as much as you are anymore. So, you know, even though I started running track, actually, I joined the Masters Club right after I retired and started running national track. And, you know, even running with the track league, I still wasn't doing, I still wasn't doing as much as I was, you know, when I played football. So you really have to be conscious, and you really have to be dedicated and patient with yourself, because, you know, there are a lot of times you really have to say no to certain things, and you know, you will get, you know, a very positive outcome.
Now, you do a couple other things that I think are really important to health, and we talk about. I mean, it's not just my thoughts. There's a lot of research behind it. But you spend a lot of time giving back. So tell us a little bit about the organizations you're involved in.
Well, one particular organization, I'm a director of sports for QME, myqme.com. And we kind of started as a social media site, but I'm almost reluctant to say that because of the amount of businesses that are contacting us to help them solve problems that they're having, and you know, helping them reach out to the general public. My job actually is to put the ex players, the ex athletes, in position to leverage relationships that they have, and they can do that by, you know, getting connected with businesses and promoting for businesses via the website, via the social media site that we have. So we're very excited about it. We actually are in the middle of ironing out some contracts with a couple of companies, and it looks pretty good.
I think that is so awesome, and I you know, I kind of researched that a little bit, but I knew no one could, you know, give that info better than you can.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and we've had other athletes that said, you know, not only we've been talking about the physical part of transitioning, that activity level drops down. Here locally, Moose Johnson is the guy that I use patients as an example. I mean, you know, he played 240, 245, and
yes,
now he's 6 foot, 205. I see him, you know, working out. He does a boot camp at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he's fit. But like you said, he's not lifting heavy to keep that muscle mass on. He doesn't need that going later in life. And I know he's a big advocate for former NFL players and the you know, chronic diseases and the injuries that they've sustained. But, you know, transitioning to that work environment is what you're working with the athletes on.
Yes. Yes, I think it's very important, because I think a lot of guys, I mean, when you think about playing, you know, 8, 9 years, 10 years in the league, and it really depends on how you exit the league. A lot of guys just get cut, and they can't go back, or you know, they just decide that, you know, they can't play anymore, or, you know, they're not physically able to go back. I think I was just kind of mentally drained, and, you know, I had a few offers after I left the Dolphins, but, you know, I just wasn't mentally there, so I decided to retire, and I took a year off, and then I started a business. But a lot of guys, you know, end up retiring, you know, long before they wanted to retire, so they end up just kind of like saying, okay, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of get, you know, go through this downward spiral of just trying to figure out what to do, what are their hobbies, what are the things that they, you know, good at, and sometimes can, you know, get into some bad states, and, you know, depression is definitely one of them.
Yeah. They've lost
and I've talked to quite a few players who've had to go through that as they were transitioning and trying to find out really who they were, because the past 12 years they were on the football field, and all of a sudden they're not.
Well, as I was saying, that's kind of like they've lost that youth, where most of us, you know, kind of developed through that process and, you know, our 20s and up to, you know, 30, and they've lost that, and now they're trying to catch back up with that.
Exactly, exactly.
Does the players' union help with this transition at all?
They do. They do now a lot. NFL Players Association, there's a group called the Trust that players can just call in and kind of get guided through, you know, some of the things that they want to do. They've helped a little bit with my business. So there are some programs out there now. Fortunate, I was kind of on top of, you know, what I wanted to do, but there's some guys who kind of fell through the cracks and you know, are steady being pulled up. But to answer your question, there are some programs out there now, and at the same time too, it still takes the player picking up the phone and, you know, being proactive and wanting to do better for himself.
Fred, I'm going to ask you, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it?
Yes, I probably would. Yes.
You would? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I would. I tell you, I can honestly say that, you know, my 8 years in playing and even, you know, my college, and you throw that in there, it was one of the greatest experiences, you know, I've had, you know, in my life. And just, I made so many, you know, terrific friends. I actually, one of, just to give you an example, I was at a Super Bowl in the early 90s, and I was introduced to Magic Johnson. And here's a guy, of course, who's just bigger than life to me. And, you know, of course, I was playing at the time, and I go up to him. You know, my buddy goes up to him and says, "Hey, this is Fred." And he said, Fred who? And I said, "Fred Barnett." And he said, "Oh, my God, you play for the Eagles?" And I was like, "You know me?" He's like, "Yeah, I know you." And I was like, "Good." So, you know, times like that or experiences like that, you know, and knowing that you made an impression on somebody who's as great as, you know, Magic Johnson. And I've also, you know, met other superstars out there a lot bigger than I am, and they knew exactly who I was. So that just kind of blows me away sometimes. But it's a great experience to number one, have the ability to go out there and play at the highest level and also be one of the best on the field. So it was definitely a blessing, and it was actually, I think, meant to be, which is why, you know, if it's meant to be for my son, he's going to find out in 12th grade.
Yeah, that, I like that. Okay, I've got a couple questions I want to be sure and get out before we run out of time. Who's your hero?
My father.
Oh, I love that.
My father. There's no doubt about it. He's. I can't. If I start talking, I'll start crying.
Oh, you know, something about a real strong guy crying just makes me cry too. So don't cry. We won't get through the show. All right.
My father.
Here's another question for you. If for the kids, now you mentioned college, and I know you played college ball. I think it was Arkansas State, right?
Yes.
So what about the kids that say, and this has got to be quick, that say, "I don't need college. I'm just going to play ball." What's your answer?
Well, you definitely need college. I mean, if you want to play ball just for the experience of it, you know, go ahead. But college is if you want to play pro, and of course, you know, education is definitely something that should be high on everyone's list. But if you want to play pro football, you definitely have to play college. College is a bridge, you know, to get there. So, you know, it's hard for some kids. Every kid is not a college kid. Every kid is not a book kid, but you have to be patient and you have to be, you know, you have to be very positive and have an outlook on what you want to do.
Yep. Got to balance it out. Hey, that's Fred Barnett. He's a former player in the NFL. It was time for us to go to a short break. When we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free book. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Walter Gamm and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where you can visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com. You can download past shows by going to iTunes, but you can also find that link on that StayYoungAmerica.com. That's two Y's back to back, StayYoungAmerica.com. And write down that website along with this phone number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. And also, coming up, we're going to have our Medical Mania Trivia Contest. And, you know, you can play along at home, test your own knowledge. Again, that number for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is going to be 844-935-5100. And that website, StayYoungAmerica.com.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia, Celebrity Edition. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, today we've got Veronica Gray. A lot of you guys know her as the Surf Lady. She's actually critically acclaimed director of the worst shark attack ever. But I've got to tell you, I'm so glad you're on with us, Veronica, because I saw you on Good Morning America, and you were wearing this shark repellent wetsuit. And I think everyone should wear that.
I think so, too, Judy. Thank you so much. Someone is bitten by a shark once every 5 days somewhere on the planet.
And that's why I don't go in the ocean.
But if you are, it really can be as simple as wearing our shark repellent swimwear to protect yourself.
Yeah, so it's got those white stripes on it. So I know that the docs didn't see that piece, so explain the suit for a sec.
Well, it turns out that scientists have found out that black and white stripes repel sharks. It has to do with the way they process vision. Let's say you and I see a zebra. We would see the zebra as a whole. If a shark sees a zebra, they may not process it as a whole. They would process a bunch of little white squiggly lines interspersed with a bunch of black squiggly lines. It has to do with their depth perception. And so it no longer looks like an interesting target for a shark, because sharks like to go after something that is giant and whole, like an elephant seal, which is why 60% of shark attacks happen to surfers, because they see the surfboard silhouette from the bottom of the ocean. and it looks like a nice big meal. Now, if you were to just paint black and white stripes on the bottom of your surfboard, you would break up the bigness of the target, and it would look like a bunch of little black and white things, and then you're no longer attractive to a shark. So that's why on our website, swimwithoutsharks.com, we give out a lot of free information. And, you know, we point people in the direction of how to protect themselves in the water.
So now our beaches are going to look like a bunch of prison escapees. Does it have to be black, or can I do orange and white?
You can't do a bright color because then you have the opposite effect. You look like a tropical fish.
Oh.
So then you'd actually be attracting the shark.
Oh.
It really has to be black and white.
How many humans were lost in the research for this?
That's what I was thinking. Nope, that didn't work. Let's try something else.
All right, you ready?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, here's how it goes. There's five questions. They'll go back and forth. They're worth certain amounts of points. If you get 40 points, you get resveratrol. It's resveratrol is a supplement out of our Stay Young vitamin line. It's perfect for memory retention and age management. And then also, if you get 60 points, we'll send you what everybody wants, and we always sell out of it, the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, which if you're listening, you can go to stayyoungskin.com. But here we go.
All right, first question there. What is the name of the substance that gives our hair and skin its color?
Keratin?
No, melanin.
Oh, dang. You knew it, didn't you? As soon as he said it, weren't you like, oh, I knew that.
Keratin's in the skin and nails, you're correct, but that gives it a supporting structure. Melanin is what gives it the pigment.
All right, here we go. This next one's worth 20 points.
Okay.
I think you'll have a good chance at this one. The innermost part of bones, what does that contain?
Marrow?
That's right!
Woo! Yeah, 20 points, baby!
All right.
Yeah.
You're halfway to some resveratrol. Here we go.
Okay, another name for our voice box is what?
Larynx?
Nice! That was 30 points, so you've got 50, you've got the resveratrol. Let's keep going. If you get to 60, you get that lifeline.
Okay,
here's a layup for you. How many lungs does a human have?
Two.
It was only worth 10
points. Who made up these questions? They're too easy.
It was only worth 10, but hey, it got you there. But we're going to keep going.
Smarter.
Here we go.
I almost thought that was a trick question.
Could ask how many lobes.
Here we go.
Last one. The bones around your chest that protect the organs, your heart and lungs and such, are called what?
Scapula?
No.
Oh, scapula. Ribcage, sternum.
But that's okay.
Scapula is the bone in the back of your shoulder.
But that's also known as the shoulder blade. But hey, that's okay. You got all the points. So we're going to send you the resveratrol, which is out of our Stay Young vitamin line. For those listening, you can go to stayyoungvitamins.com. And then also, you're going to get that much sought after stem cell cream. So
I made it.
You did.
Awesome.
You did.
Yay.
You made it to exactly 60 points.
Great, because I need all the stem cell help I can get.
That's great. So we'll contact you and get where to send it off, and we'll get it out to you today.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
So for our listeners, that Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, I know we always get a lot of calls after the show because you didn't write it down. It's stayyoungskin.com. That's two Y's, stayyoungskin.com. So go there. You can order it. Again, we sell out of it often, so get in there, get your order in. But we replenish it quite often.
Well, and I wanted to bring up, because you handed them out, we've got our flyers out now for an evening with Suzanne Summers, which is going to be in Fort Worth, Texas.
That's right, Stay Young at the Bass.
November 11th, and she's going to be there talking out bioidentical hormone replacement therapy along with ourselves and talking about anti-aging and age management. So anybody who's interested can go on our website, emtexas.com. And there'll be a link up soon that they can order tickets at.
Yeah, there's actually another site that's called stayyoungatthebass.com, stayyoungatthebass.com. That'll direct you right to where you can get tickets. It's one night only. When the tickets are gone, they're gone. Stay Young at the Bass, and it's stayyoungatthebass.com. And they'll have, like he said, Suzanne Summers will be there. We'll be there. We know you want to stay young. We know you want to stay healthy. So that's where you're going to go. You're going to find us. We're actually going to be out, we'll be on stage, but we'll also come out afterwards and shake hands and sign books and stuff. So it's going to be a great evening.
Well, I didn't want to talk about too much while Fred was still online, but the study that they did with you talk about the toll that especially a sport like football takes on the study they commissioned. I mean, they had an average shortened lifespan by 6 years, which was more than any other occupations had. I mean, the death rate would be higher in some, like the firefighters and such, but the lifespan shortening was greatest in those athletes. So they play a toll from the get-go, and they need to be playing catch-up once they retire.
Hey, I wonder if they did quality of life, because I would assume that would be really bad. I mean, with the knees and the backs and the head injuries, I mean, they might be still alive, but that's a lot.
Well, and good for him, good for Fred, because the ones that fared the worst were the linemen.
Yeah.
So the linemen, the skill position guys didn't do quite as bad, but the linemen all, and maybe it's just because of their size that they carry all that extra weight around their whole lives.
And I want to make sure to give out Fred's website, myqme.com. It's myqme.com. You can find out more information about him there, myqme.com. So, he was a great guest. I was glad we had him on. I think he covered a lot of great stuff. And it's interesting to get the take and the difference. We've had a lot of NFL players or former NFL players, and it's good to get the take on that.
Well, that music means it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with his double D on it. And we've got a humdinger of a riddle for you today. Charlie and Walter are arch enemies. They decide to have a fight to the death when one day a fairy appears. The fairy says it will give each of them one wish. And Charlie says immediately, "I wish for twice whatever Walter asks for." What can Walter ask for to make sure he wins? Once again, Charlie and Walter are arch enemies. They decide to have a fight to the death. A fairy appears and says it will give him each one wish. Charlie says, "I wish for twice whatever Walter asks for." What can Walter ask for to ensure he wins the fight? Send in your answers.
And just in case you're wondering, yes, you will be able to see Dementia Defender at Stay Young at the Best. You can see him. I'm sure he'll be walking around trying to get you to solve his riddles. But hey, I want to also make sure to give another shout out to that military. We know you're downloading the shows. We're following you all across the globe. We're happy to be with you. We love you. We thank you for your service. All right, so when you go to that Dementia Defender, you're going to call us 844-935-5100, 844-935-5100, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America.
Today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question: what have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.